Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Robert Gordman's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's a friend of ours, a member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Must-Have Customers. He's been with us before to talk to us about this, and he's back to give us another installment. Bob, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Nice to be here.
One of the things that that you talked to us about last time was what those must-have customers are. And I'd like for you to give us a little bit of a refresher of that, if you don't mind.
Well, let me start with in the book we talk about three kinds of customers, and the most important being a company's core customer. These are the customers that are absolutely loyal to the business. They come back time and time again and do profitable business with your company. And those are the ones that you need to understand and really protect and make sure that they're completely satisfied with what you do.
They're your foundation in the marketplace, aren't they?
They're the ones that put the money on the bottom line. If without them, you have no business.
Mm-hmm.
The second group we call opportunists, and those are the ones that pop in and out, and they do business with you when you have a deal to offer them, but on a day-in, day-out basis, they are not a loyal customer.
Mm-hmm. They only show up when you make a big offer, a big sale or big discount or the end of the season kind of deal.
Right, and I just read an interesting study that 3 years ago, Best Buy, who of course dominates the electronics business,
right?
They did an analysis of their business and discovered that one half of their customers were not profitable.
Hmm. Wow.
Which is pretty incredible.
That had to have shocked them. And talk about breaking out in a cold sweat.
Well, not only did it shock them, it caused them to sit back and take a fresh look at their business. And they've made a lot of changes to not encourage those opportunists, but better serve their loyal customers. And it's having a very positive effect on their business.
See, I think, Bob, for the average small business owner out there, the concept of a customer that's not profitable is not something that they've contemplated very much. Because I think to the average person, just getting somebody to come in the door and do business with you, they think that's the holy grail, just to get a customer to come buy from you, to lay their money down. I think the average one doesn't think much about, is this transaction a good deal for me?
Well, it's interesting, Jim. When you say small business, just this last month in Fast Company, they had a little study with some business executives, and they asked companies, "Do you know the average annual value of a customer to your business?" And of the businesses they interviewed, and I'm not sure what that cross section was, 87% didn't know.
Huh.
So it's not just small businesses,
right?
Businesses of all sizes that don't take the time and don't think it's important enough to find out who's profitable. And when you think of the implications of that for your business,
right?
It's pretty serious. It's one of those things that's like counting the cash in the morning. You got to know that answer.
Right.
And then the third group is the group we wrote the book about, the must-have customers. And these are customers that are just like those loyal core customers you have, but they simply don't know your business. They're not familiar with you. They haven't tried you. Maybe they've had an experience with you 4 or 5 years ago that wasn't a good one. And you know how people are if you try a bad restaurant or you try a restaurant and if you have one bad experience, it takes an awful long time to go back. So
right.
These must-have customers, they're your core customers in waiting. These are the people that are the future of your business. And if you can figure out who they are and what they want, and you're able to communicate with them through good, effective advertising, they're the quickest and most profitable way to grow your business.
What do they look like, Bob?
Well, Jim, they look just like your core customers. So if you think about, depending on the business you're in, your core customers love your quality. They think your pricing is fair. They're satisfied with your customer service, and
your product line fits their lifestyle, fits the where they are in their life right now.
Yeah, you're right. You're perfect for them. So, you know, if you think about retail, for some customers that's Walmart, for some customers that's Target, for some customers that's Kohl's or JCPenney. So, at this moment in time, you're a perfect fit for them. So these must-have customers are very similar, but they haven't tried your business.
And am I correct, Bob, in saying that you can't find the must-have customers in any kind of a repetitive way if you don't know who your core customers are?
Absolutely. You have to know first, why do your core customers love you?
I guess what I'm getting at is if you're selling designer jeans to young people, your core customers are not their parents.
That's for sure.
Or at least not from the standpoint of how you market to the parents. You market to the parents about the children, not about themselves, and certainly not their grandparents, or vice versa. If you're selling something that old codgers like me are looking for, then if I'm your core customer, then you got to make sure that you find me where I am, not where other people are.
Well, if you think about one of the great failures in advertising in the recent, I don't know, maybe decade, was the campaign of this is not your father's Oldsmobile.
Right.
Nobody cared about their father's car.
Yeah, that helped Oldsmobile a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, helped them right into oblivion.
That's exactly right. It pushed them right over into oblivion. Okay, so the core customer, those are the people who are the profitable ones. What do we have to do to identify those people? What do we got to do to identify who our core folks are and the ones who make us the most money?
Well, Jim, one of the things we did with the book in the must-have customer is we put in every chapter the questions people need to ask to get that answer. I spent 5 years with the Gallup organization, so I had the opportunity to work with the best researchers in the world. And so we've put the questions in the book to help people do that. But the first thing you got to do is talk to your core customers.
You got to talk to them.
Yeah, find out what they love about you.
But first, you got to know who they are, folks, so you know who to talk to. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to find and develop more core customers. But I'm also going to ask Robert about a spot. He says there's a special little spot in your company that you need to find. You need to get one of these. We're going to talk about that right after these messages with our good friend Robert Gordman, the author of The Must-Have Customer. It's 20 after. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. You'd think I'd learn to tell time after all these years, wouldn't you, folks? It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out. Those of you who've been using it to your little heart's content, you know that it's a great resource and that it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, whether you're starting, running, or growing your small business. Because we know people like Bob Gordman. Robert Gordman is the author of The Must-Have Customer. Because we know people like that, and we talk to him about the smart things that he knows, and he shares these ideas with us, and we not only create these interviews and broadcast them on the radio and on the internet, but we also save them. So you can go back and listen to them over and over again. And you can go back and listen to the interview that Bob and I did a few months ago. And this one, too, in a few hours. So hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog and my newsletter. Both of them are right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Robert Gordman, as I said, is our guest, the must-have customer. Bob is available where?
Available, Jim, in most of the bookstores. Of course, Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com and the airports.
Seven steps to winning the customer you haven't got. That's the subtitle of his book. And that's what we're talking about. How to identify, we're talking right now about how to identify those core customers and so that we can go get those must-haves, because what you said to us earlier, Bob, is that the must-have customers are your next core customers, because core customers have a way of moving to other towns, moving away, or they sometimes they go onto that great marketplace in the sky, or if you sell something that's generational, or whatever, you know, has some limitation as far as age or economics or whatever, those people move on to other things. They get older, they make more money or whatever might happen, and so your core customers are constantly changing, aren't they?
Well, hopefully, Jim, I think that's a realistic point of view, but hopefully not. Hopefully you're keeping most of them. You will lose some for the reasons you just outlined, but the way to build a business is to keep as many as you can and then keep adding to it, adding to that list. One of the exciting clients I work with, a company called Lincoln Plating Company, who we really feature in the book because I think they're one of the best companies I've ever seen. I was with them yesterday morning, and they've just added a new core customer, that this one customer will increase their business by 30%.
Wow.
And it's taken them, 2 years to complete that negotiation and really working through the relationship. But the payoff is instantly 30% more profitable business.
I recently closed a customer that I worked on for 5 years.
Yeah, these things don't come easy.
No, not the good ones. You know, Bob, talking about what happens to core customers, I was the president of my Rotary Club a few years ago, and I had a goal of growing our club by 20%. I was going to grow the membership of our club by 20%, and I did. I actually brought that many new members in that year. But you know what? You know what the net gain was that year? Zero. Because of promotions, because of deaths, because of other things that I had no control over, we grew like crazy in terms of new customers, new core customers, so to speak, in terms of members. But we actually didn't get any. We were running hard, but we didn't get ahead, so to speak, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, right.
And so that's what happens. And so that's the reason you can never rest on your core customer laurels, can you?
No, because the world is always changing. Your competition's always changing.
Right. Now, okay, tell us quickly about what is the best way to get right to the heart of who the core customer is?
Well, the best way is to, again, ask your core customers why they're loyal to you. And if you find out after talking to a bunch of them that the answer focuses around the quality of the product you sell, then that's the message that you want to use to go after more must-have customers, because now you know what's important to your core customers, so now you want to talk about quality. If your customers talk about your customer service, then that's what you want to focus on with your must-have customers. So you want
to be selling
from your strength.
Maybe it's your people. They say,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
What? I need certain capabilities, and George over there always provides it for me.
Right, and that there's absolutely situations like that individual people can be building your business.
Shouldn't we be prepared to be surprised by what our customers tell us?
Jim, it's amazing. Some of the biggest companies that we've worked with are shocked to find out why people see them as core customers. One of the interesting ones, we do some national research also. Do you know the number one reason why people shop at Walmart?
No.
Convenience.
Well, I don't know where they get that, because it's not convenient for me.
Well, it may not be convenient for you, but on a national basis, that's what it's not price. People are not saying.
I go in Walmart maybe once a year and only under duress. Bob, we're running out of time. We didn't get to the sweet spot, and I want to do that though. I want you. Will you come back again real soon? I want you to talk to us about the sweet spot in our business, because that's something that I think we all need to know more about.
Well, it's probably the most important concept in the book, so I'd love to do that.
And we'll do that next time. Don't let me forget that when you come back. Give us your website before we go, please.
GordmanGroup.com.
GordmanGroup.com. He does this for other companies, folks. He's not just an author. He actually does this in the marketplace. The book is The Must-Have Customers by Robert Gordman. Quick break, right back with Matthew Cartwright after these messages. He's one of our resident attorneys in the Brain Trust.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.